kept the rebound. Parker Elder goes for the dunk. Counted and one for Parker Elder.
There you go.
The Pella Christian crowd rises to its feet. As the clock strikes 000, the Eagles are on to state. Pella Christian 54, Des Moines Christian 32.
Guarded by Nash, 3 seconds. Has to get it somewhere, 2 seconds. Faber puts up a desperation three for the tie. It's no good.
Keep the
zeros in the L column, and your Simpson College Storm are back-to-back undefeated American Rivers Conference champions.
Bice on the run.
Another chance to be
one-on-one once again. From about 15 past the goalie, goal! Norwalk, and it's a hat trick for Bice.
Spencer's able to answer, but here's Austin Bone. A great ball to Samini. Keeper comes out.
The golden goal for the Dutch.
That's a ball hammer deep to left field. That ball is gone, and we are tied. Kiki Reagan, 6-all.
To score. Ekoff with the drive in the center field. Walk off.
Payoff pitch on the way for Leisure. Swung on and a miss, and the Bo Leisure Show two-hit gem. Knoxville 2, Pella nothing. A huge win for the Panthers.
Line drive through for a base hit. One run will come in. The run is being waved around. The walk-off for Hanegram, and Indianola wins it. It's over. 8-7. Hanegram sends Indianola to the regional final with a two-run single.
One ball, one strike. DeMoss pitches it. Line drive over shortstop. It's a base hit. And the Norwalk Warriors are going to the Class 4A state softball tournament. What a comeback.
High fly ball deep. Left field leg on it, and Indianola makes the catch, and they're headed to the Class 4A state tournament, taking down Urbandale 8-6. What a ball game!
Jason Knox, the 3-2.
Oh, yes!
Swing and a miss! Woo! The Dutch are headed to state!
Iowa City bound!
Dogpile time! Best time!
Expect the unexpected in July! For the fourth time in school history, Pella is headed to the final eight of Class 3A.
Pitch on the way, swung on, high fly ball to left center, and that is gone! A two-run home run by Grace Bailey. Does she help herself out? Yes, she does, in the biggest way possible.
White flag in the air as he's coming up on the tail of the field. One more trip around. David Gravel's not going to get up there. Donnie Schatz is going to do it, folks. Through turn three, out of turn four. 11 Knoxville Nationals for Donnie Schatz.
One, two, three, run for it.
Looks to throw. He gets chased. He'll throw. It's intercepted.
Jay Keller has it, and he will go in. Touchdown. Jay Keller steps into the passing lane and takes it for a pick six.
Fourth and goal from the 2. Hand off to Daniel. Right side run, and he is stopped. It's a second straight fourth down stand for the Pella Christian defense, this time at their own 2-yard line.
Edgington with the handoff finds room up the middle to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, into the end zone. Matt Edgington, 40 yards, slams the door shut, and the Indians go up 34-13.
45 seconds, fake the handoff. Johnson looking to throw, being run down. Finishers hits it, it's intercepted. Cooper sprung at the 20, and the Eagles take over. 34 seconds. The Eagles will advance to the round of 8.
State champion Class 4A discus. First of all, how does it feel?
Feels amazing. A lot of hard work finally paying off. Been one of my goals for since I was a freshman. So a lot of work put into this moment, and thankful that I could hit the marks that I did with the amount of support and the coaching and everything I had behind me. Truly made it something special.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with a state champion from Pella High School, Luke Fairchild, Gage Heiser, Reese Thorson, and Nolan Clayburgh, shuttle hurdle relay champions. Nolan, I'll start with you. I interviewed you and Reese when you were eighth graders being shuttle hurdle jockeys, and now here you are as seniors of state champions. It's got to be a special moment.
It's very special, like you said. I mean, I've been at the state meet for like
5 years now, and just seeing all these incredible athletes go through it, to know now that we're one of the greats is a really, really cool feeling. Nothing like it.
And only 15 times in the same school won both the boys and the girls state title the same year. The Bill boys scored 79 points. Coach Doug Cutler and Pella the three of the girls.
Fly ball to right field, and the out is made, and 2022 will be known as the summer of the Sabre. A new banner will go into the Twin Cedars Gym, and it will read Class 1A State Softball Champions.